Oh, hey, thank you so much for coming over. Yeah, I know, my room is kind of small, and there's barely any room for the dressing table. But I've told my parents 100 times I need more space when I invite my friends over. And they just say I can go to my friends' houses if I don't like it. Like, I cannot believe them. Yeah, so I normally do all my studying sitting on the bed. You're okay with that, right? Yeah. Okay, so is this history test for tomorrow? Like, I can get most of the names and facts straight, but it's the dates that keep confusing me. I mean, it's not like I'm bad at math. You know I'm really good at math. There's something about the way the dates and the names go together I cannot wrap my head around. Yeah, but I know you're really good at history, right? Like, whenever the teacher asks questions, you're always the first with your hand up. So I was thinking we could start with some of the major dates and you could help me work out a way to remember what they go with. Why do you look so nervous, silly? We're just studying. Like, I know we haven't hung out much before, but I really need you to help me with this. I cannot risk my GPA on one stupid history test. Please? Oh my God, thank you. Seriously, you have no idea. I couldn't even sleep properly last night for worrying about it. Okay, so, like, I'm going to read out some dates, and you can tell me what they're for and how you remember them. How's that sound? Great. So, the first one is 1789. First U.S. president? Huh? Okay, how do you remember that one? And the second one is 1865. Lincoln was shot? No way. Seriously, did that actually happen? Wow, you're really good at this. Okay, a trickier one now. The book doesn't really say what happened in this one either, but I'm sure you'll know it. 1786. Wait, you don't know that one? Seriously? I'm so disappointed. No, the book doesn't say either. Just mentions it as the echoes of revolution. Whatever that means. But it's okay, we'll just Google it. Wait, what do you mean if you say so? What's that supposed to mean? You think I can't Google? No, never mind. You do if you're so smart. Just take your phone and wait a minute. Oh my God. Is that your phone? But like, it's ancient. Can that thing even text? Your parents really don't let you have anything nice, huh? But like, you know how Google works, right? You're just messing with me? You don't? Parents never let you use the internet, huh? That's so mean. So backwards. How do they expect you to cope when you go to college, when you get a job, anything like that? But, like, you've used the internet other places, right? Like at school, or the library, or friends' houses? Your parents sent a note to school about it. I didn't even know you were allowed to do that. Wait a minute, wait. Let me get this straight. So, like, you don't have Facebook or an Instagram, you can't Google. Have you ever seen porn? You haven't? Oh my God. I didn't even think that was possible. Like, honestly, the way the other boys in our class talk sometimes, you think they fall asleep to it. You don't know what they're talking about most of the time. Oh, come on. You had sex education back in seventh grade, just like everyone else. I remember you being in class. Yeah, it was pretty funny how they had stickers over parts of the books, right? And that video they made us watch kept blurring everything whenever it got interesting. Wait, I guess you really didn't learn anything from that, did you? And you never had the internet, so you've never seen porn. Hey, how about this? As a thank you for helping me with history, which we're not even done with yet, by the way, I'll teach you a couple things about how sex works. Okay? No, don't look so worried. It's just another kind of studying, I promise. We're not actually doing anything. I'm just trying to make up for the glaring hole in your education. Okay, so let me think for a second. Okay, how about we start with the basics, like boy parts and girl parts? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to need a live model for this one. So if you undo your pants, we'll start with a few simple pointers. No, I'm going to show you mine as well. It's only fair. Yeah, don't worry. You can just leave them on the floor over there. Boxers too. Huh. You're pretty big, aren't you? No, it's a good thing. Absolutely a good thing. Now, you must at least know how your own dick works, right? Like, you know how to jerk off? Oh, you do? Why don't you show me for a moment, just so we can illustrate the next bit of the lesson, okay? Now, how much do you know about girl parts? Nothing, huh? That's what I thought. See, you know that you need a cock to have sex, right? And that stroking, it makes you feel good. Well, here's the thing. Girls don't have cocks of their own. I know, right? So unfair. Okay. So, in order to have sex or jerk off, that means a girl needs one of these. Yeah, that's a plastic dick. It's called a strap-on. Because these bits mean that a girl, like me, can wear it over her hips, like this. See how mine's just as big as yours? And I can stroke it the same way, too. Why don't you come over here and practice on mine for a bit? Yeah, that's right. Just keep your fingers moving. So, that's the basics covered. The second lesson is, of course, how you actually have sex with these cocks. Got any ideas? No, silly boy, you don't rub them together. I mean, I guess you could, but that'd just be another form of jacking yourself off, wouldn't it? And even you know that's not sex, right? Now, come on, you've heard enough to know that sex is when a cock goes inside someone, haven't you? Yeah, that's right. But you still seem really confused, so I think what you need is a practical demonstration. No, that's perfectly normal in any kind of studying. Come on, we do them in lab work all the time. Okay? Great. You're doing so well. Now, I'm going to start with the easy stuff. Let's try putting my cock in your mouth. Yes, that's still sex. It's just a different kind of sex. And don't worry. It's just like sucking on a pencil in class. I've seen you do that. Okay, so I'm going to sit on the bed here, and you should get down the floor on your knees. Yes, good. Open your mouth. Try licking it. I'm going to push it past your lips now, see? That's really good. Now move your head back and forth a little bit, like you're sucking on a popsicle. That's great. Can you take it a little deeper? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's really good. You're a natural at this. Get it nice and wet. Okay, that's it. Lesson over. Stand back up. It's time for part three. Now, I said sex was putting my cock inside you, right? So I want you to try and work out the next part. If I've already put it in your mouth, where else should it go? Yeah, just like a test. No, silly, not in your ear. I'm going to have to show you, aren't I? Come on, get back on the bed. Now lie down on your front. There's a good boy. Now I'm just going to go behind you, and I need you to relax, okay? This is going to be such an education for you. There we go. No, don't struggle. It's meant to hurt a bit, that's normal. Just push back. Try to breathe. There we go. That's a little bit deeper. I'm going to pull out and push it back in, okay? Yeah, that's how it works. Oh, good boy, you took it at least halfway. I'm just going to keep moving, nice and gently. Is that starting to feel good? Do you like that?
Doing so well. I'm going to go a little bit faster now, okay? Oh my god, you're so cute. Was that a moan? Oh no, it was. Come on, moan for me. Yeah. No, I'm not going to stop. You can take it harder than that, can't you? That's right. I'm just going to grab your hair and... There we go. Oh yeah, take my cock. Oh my god, this is fucking amazing. Oh. Yes. Oh yes. That's right. This is how sex feels. I'm fucking you in the ass and you love it, don't you? Grab your cock and jerk off. I want you to come while I'm fucking you. Good boy. That's what your cock is for. Ah. Ah. Oh my god, this feels so good. I'm gonna come. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. I'm gonna come and I want you to come at the same time. Oh my god, fuck. Come with me. 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 Ah. That's the end of lesson 3. I'm gonna pull out of you now. So this might sing a little bit, okay? No, you did really well. I'm so proud of you. And just think how useful this will be when you go to college. Now pull your pants up and come over here. I've still got a history test to study for.